The Dungeon Next Door. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The story of those three women held captive at 2207 Seymour Avenue in Cleveland has us all wondering, at what point do you get nosy? Charles Ramsey, the now famous neighbor who rescued Amanda Berry, he never gave the guy who lived there a second thought until he heard Amanda scream for help.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms.
Now, Mr. Ramsey is not exactly the shy type, but until then, he wasn't curious about why the windows were blacked out or why the guy never used the front door. So at what point do you get nosy? Maybe when you notice something strange about his daily routine?
Every morning he had a bag of McDonald's. He'd park his bus there, leave it running for at least an hour at a time, and he went in the house and came back out.
That's Anita Lugo, another neighbor. She decided the food was none of her business. All right, then what about the day her daughters saw something really weird in the man's backyard?
And we look across the street, and it's Ariel, and he has a woman. She's naked, and she's just in the backyard, and he told her, get down.
Most of us figure that unless somebody's yelling for help, what happens in the neighbor's yard is their business. But the neighbors on Seymour Avenue are having second thoughts about that.
We got to start being close-knit, really close-knit, because this can't happen. This really can't happen. This is bogus.
You think you know your neighbor, but you don't know your neighbor.
You got some big testicles to pull this off, bro, because we see this dude every day.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.